Welcome back to the OK Zoomer podcast. It's time for a Christmas special.
Christmas episode! Okay. Wow. Okay, so some background on how we're going to start this episode. I'm very excited. I told my good old co-host that because he was my friend, he had to get me a Christmas gift, to which you said,
oh.
No, I don't want to. And I was like, it's a friend thing to do. Get me a Christmas gift. And then you were like, I don't know, fine, but you're going to hate it.
Yep. I'm pretty confident in that assessment.
Okay, well, then I was like, well, then I'm going to get you a Christmas gift, and you're going to hate it. And so I put a lot of work into mine, and I'm really ready to present it.
I have to say, I put less work into mine.
You know, I thought what I lacked in funds, I could make up for in heart. So I'm prepared for that now.
All right, so do you want to go first? You
want me to go first? Want you to go first.
Okay.
So excited.
It is wrapped in this Walmart bag as that I just
Okay, I'm ready. Oh my god, I hate you. Wow, I can confidently say I hate this.
You wanna explain what it is?
It is an Elon Musk biography. And I hate Elon. Let me I just hate that you talk about him all the time.
Yeah, so I figured I'd let Ashley Vance do it for me.
Okay.
And, yes.
I put mine in a Christmas bag that I reused from a different gift.
Is this the chimes?
Yeah, it is. There's only one gift. You can explain it.
All right, it's a notebook, and the cover says, "This is what a conservative looks like."
I just thought that was funny.
How did you find something?
Googled, "This is what a conservative." I actually looked at the liberal version first, and I thought, no, better to go on brand.
Yeah.
But I'll explain as you open it up. I went around to every person that you've ever known and had them write the gushiest note to you I could think of. Yeah, that's DBC as the second note.
What?
You're welcome.
Okay. Okay, so I am going to read all these, and thank you, but I do hate it.
Yeah,
because,
I knew you would.
Like, I don't take compliments well. I don't know. They just make me uncomfortable for some reason. And so it's...
There's some good
ones. My Lanta, this is so long.
I know. When I say I went to everyone you've known, I went to everyone you've known.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I actually really appreciate it, even though... Okay, yeah, what did you say to DVC?
He was not very happy with me, but I was like, I'm going to commit to this bit. I just explained to him what happened. I was like, I'm trying to get as many compliments in here as possible. Will you write a note to my friend? Don't say your name again. I don't want to edit this. Ding it.
Well, thank you. That is very kind. Jeez Louise.
Someone who knew both of what our gifts were was like, it's really ironic that he's giving you a gift that he would want and you are giving him a gift that you would want.
That is
why
true.
You hate it.
Holy cow. Wait, who knew?
No.
I forgot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to edit so many names out of this.
I really wanted to get through an episode without editing. I thought the two last
we
ones
did,
we did it.
Yeah. Speaking of anonymity, we did a poll on our Instagram.
Yeah.
It's something like 78% of people knew who we were. And there were a lot of responses. And it was lower because you said that you didn't know who we were.
And Violet T voted they did. And I was like, okay, rude, but
yeah.
Thank you.
At what point are we just going to do a face reveal? Are we going to keep up the bit, or are we going to...
I think it's a funny bit that, like, we're kind of parodying...
Parodying.
The sort of, like, extreme anonymous outlook that all the other Biola accounts have.
Yeah.
Like, it's obvious. Everyone knows who we are.
Right.
That's the bit.
That's
I think it's funny.
Yeah.
I want to keep doing it. And shout out to the people who said they didn't know who we were, okay? Yeah. Until that number's 100%.
Keeps it exciting.
I'm still going to keep beeping us out.
All right. That's pretty much the Christmas part of the episode.
No, I want to talk about how much I hated the Christmas tree lighting.
Oh, okay.
Well,
yeah,
that's kind of harsh. It was just not what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. Yeah, so we didn't go last year.
No, I didn't.
I was hanging out in the wood shop.
We have a wood shop?
Yeah.
Where?
It's like over there.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like all right by the Talon, kind of.
I
or
think
not the Talon.
I was just off campus. I don't know. The side of campus. I just passed the limb. Who knows? Anyway, I just didn't like... I liked the Christmas tree part, but like... Everything before that took so long.
Yeah, I thought the music was pretty good. The speakers were not great.
It was just such like a branding thing for Biola. I thought it was going to be like a cute little community event. Mm-hmm. Like we'd have a good time, Singspo style, like the tree go home.
Yeah,
but it was like a marketing scheme. And I was like, I already paid to go here.
What was
like
that?
The tree.
Like, I represent you, the fighting 42nd. And you can quote me on this. I think Biola is the best college in California. Thank you, Senator.
He was just talking
to his constituents.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, joke's on you, buddy. I can't vote in this state.
I know. I'm not registered to vote here.
So, anyway, yeah. That's, I guess, the end of our Christmas section, but I'll call this the Christmas episode.
All right.
What I want to talk about is something I learned on a different podcast that I just had to tell you because I thought it was so funny.
Oh, no.
Okay, it's the Hobby Lobby thing, and all I texted you was, do you know about the Hobby Lobby thing? You said no.
Yeah, unless it's, like, the, like, abortion thing.
No, we're not going to, not today.
Okay.
I can't handle that. Hobby Lobby,
yes.
A well-known Christian crafts company.
Yes.
I bought my Old Guys Rule hat from there.
Yes.
Good hat. They had been selling for a while these, like, limited edition, like, replicas of old, like, artifacts. Okay? Wee bit problem. They were real. Do you know about this?
I do know about this,
no.
And I think you're telling the story wrong. But
no,
continue.
I'm not telling. Okay, how are you going to tell it?
From what I understood was they were purchasing artifacts from overseas. You said a country. You said it was like Iraq, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were purchasing artifacts like cuneiform tablets and stuff.
Yeah.
Because the owners of Hobby Lobby are like evangelical Christians who wanted to preserve that sort of history, and they're also in partnership with museums or something. They weren't like selling them at Hobby Lobby.
No, they were. I'm now doubting myself. Okay, I'm gonna Google it. No, the Green family who owns Hobby Lobby owns the Museum of the Bible or something like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I thought.
But I think they were selling them.
I didn't make the connection when you said Hobby Lobby Iraq. I thought you were like they were like funding a war effort or something.
Hobby Lobby would. I'm just kidding. I love them. Okay, well, maybe we'll cut this out then because I'm too lazy to just sit here, and I swore they were selling them on the shelves.
Well, I mean, that would be a story.
I think they were.
All right, look it up.
I saw it on Twitter, so maybe not.
This is why we actually probably don't get journalist protections,
because
we have
so
zero
stupid
fact checking. We're just like, yo.
Okay, I did Google it. I have an article from NPR, but it's like back in the news again because it happened like a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And because they opened up their museum, whatever. At this point, we're going to have to edit the episode anyway. Okay, well, I tried. I really tried with this one, okay?
So wait, I want you to tell the story as you thought it was.
Okay.
You thought they were spending millions of dollars on artifacts from Iraq so that they could sell them at their discount craft store?
No, they didn't. They didn't know they were real because the place where they dug the artifacts from is like a commonly stolen place in Iraq. So these people sold them under the guise that they were from Turkey. Hobby Lobby bought them, started selling them on shelves.
And as fake artifacts from Turkey?
No, Hobby Lobby didn't know they were fake.
So they thought they were selling real artifacts from Turkey.
No, they didn't know they were real. I'm just all over it.
I don't see a scenario in which Hobby Lobby is either A, selling real artifacts, or B, selling fake artifacts that they actually dug up. I just don't see this in their supply chain of being like, you know what our seasonal section needs this year? Cuneiform tablets.
Okay, now that you're saying it, I'm starting to realize that maybe I was wrong.
I hope we all learned a very important lesson.
Okay, you know what? Me editing, when I have to go back and listen to this because we've said our names, I'm just going to interject. I'm going to Google this later and interject if it was real or not. So this section right here, me. Okay, so I was definitely wrong. They weren't selling them on the shelves. I saw it on a podcast and then I looked it up on Twitter and I was led astray. I've learned my lesson.
All right. That's great.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah. What else do you have for us, Onion?
I should stop getting my news from Twitter. Okay, let's talk about your slow descent into Citizen 4 madness.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
You got your Nokia on you?
I do. Yeah. So I don't really actually want... I don't want to talk about it a lot just because the more people who know about like what I'm doing to protect my privacy, the less secure it is.
I see the irony.
But yeah, I've been consuming a lot of privacy-centric media recently. Such as, yes, Citizen 4, which you're watching?
I made it, like, 3/4 of the way through.
Okay, that's a lot of it.
Yeah.
Citizen 4, Mr. Robot.
So good.
The Circle, The Art of Invisibility, and then I have Snowden's permanent record, but I haven't started it yet.
Elon Musk's Tesla, SpaceX, and the quest for a fantastic future.
He is the savior of our generation. Actually, no.
Jesus is the savior of our generation. Merry Christmas.
Okay, I'm not going to go on an Elon tangent right now.
Yeah, please don't. Ashley Vance is a man?
Yes.
Oh, I was like, yay for women in STEM writing biographies.
You were gonna be happy that there was a woman biographer of Elon Musk?
Yeah, I thought, you know, more women interested in STEM. It's just a guy with a weird name. Continuing.
So privacy concerns have just been mounting, and it's kind of reached a fever pitch.
I'll say.
Yeah, I uninstalled GroupMe. I uninstalled Spotify. Like, I'm uninstalling a lot of apps and moving to alternatives. We're not going to talk about the alternative. I'll say that the one of the alternatives is, yes, I have put my MP3 files onto my Nokia.
Okay, old man.
I will.
Okay, boomer.
And so now I can play such songs such as B.O.B.'s Magic. Oh, we're gonna get copyright stricken.
Did you download Harry Styles' new album yet?
Yes. I so like good. Golden.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I didn't like any of the other ones that
really?
Weren't already out.
Okay. I like She. I thought that one was really good.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I haven't made it all the way through, though, actually.
Can
I read a quote from my dad real quick?
Yes.
So I told him about what this episode is going to be about because he's, you know, trying to relate to his daughter and ask me about what I'm doing with my life. And he goes, direct quote, "I really like everything you tell me about because he reminds me of me, but I don't want you to turn into me." So
I don't know how to take that.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
Because I was telling him about how, like, I was starting to get paranoid watching Citizen 4, and he was like, don't do that. And I was like, well, then you should watch Citizen 4 and get paranoid as well.
Yeah, the only way to convince someone that you're not crazy is to also make them, not crazy, but also paranoid, scared of, legitimately frightened.
I think that you have some points. I still think the extent to what you're going with
maybe
is
and so
crazy.
So like I understand that I tend to obsess about things, and so I am fully aware that I am capitalizing on my paranoia to attempt a full lockdown of my privacy, because I just want to see what full lockdown will look like.
Okay.
And it may be that it's not hard. I don't know. I haven't really gotten there yet. And then once I achieve what I kind of feel like is the most privacy I'm technically able to achieve, then I'll work backwards from there and be like, what am I not willing to give up for privacy's sake, and I need convenience for it. But I don't expect this paranoia to last, because it's pretty exhausting. But I'm using it now to fuel my
Your ambition's got to go somewhere.
I think I'm bored.
I wrote a lot of, I like voice spoke into my notes app all these like really, I'll send them to you later. I'm too embarrassed to read them on the podcast, but like how paranoid I really was, and like how upset that like I was starting to see your sort of lockdown thing is like, man, we're just trapped in a system where the government's like, you don't have to be on social media. Like, you don't have to do it. You can go on lockdown, baby. And I'm like, I don't want to. I like seeing what you're listening to on Spotify. It's how I stalk my friends.
Yeah.
So.
It's so scary.
So scary. But I will say that it was a good documentary from what I watched. The, like, linkability thing they talked about.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
You
want to
explain? You explain it.
Okay. Because I just watched it an hour ago. It was talking about how your MetroCard, if you live in New York, is attached to your bank account to get autofilled. But then once you start attaching things to your bank account, that's linked to everything that you do, everywhere you go, and then they can start building profiles on you once you start connecting things to your bank account. And so I already try to use cash as much as I can just to, like, limit my own spending. And now I'm like, oh, yeah, we're gonna commit to that to a much larger extent.
Yeah.
So that one was really interesting, and I thought that was a good argument.
Yes, and so, like, and that relates to everything you do online. Like, if you download something illegally from your computer, which we would never do, but let's say you did that from a new computer you just bought. It's not tied to anything you own.
Mm-hmm.
You download something illegally, and then you go a couple weeks, and then you log into your Reddit account.
Which I don't have.
Which you don't have. But all of a sudden, they know it's you.
Yeah.
Because they can tie together all your information.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the scary part.
Dang. It gets me a little... Okay, don't, like, Google things have, like, incognito modes or, like, whatever?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What does that do?
That just doesn't save your history to your computer.
So the government still has, like,
yes.
Access. Dang it. So you really got to go, like, full 10 on stuff like that.
Yeah. No, yeah. And so, like...
I was just always curious what incognito mode.
What I have on this USB drive.
Yeah.
It's called Tails OS. Not this one.
Like Sonic Tails?
No. I don't know what that is, but I presume it's not.
Tails from... Okay, all right. Never mind.
it's an operating system. Mm-hmm. That you can plug into a computer
mm-hmm.
when you boot from it, and instead of running Windows, it runs this OS,
mm-hmm.
which routes all of your traffic through Tor, so it's anonymized, and mm-hmm. then and it doesn't save any of your information to the computer or the flash drive itself,
mm-hmm.
And as soon as you disconnect the USB drive, it deletes everything. It's called an amnesiac operating system.
Thinking about the Hobby Lobby thing again. I'm sorry.
Get it together.
I can't. Well, okay.
It's an amnesiac operating system. So, I was asking some people about which was safer. Would it be safer mm-hmm. to just use a VPN on your personal computer
yeah.
to hide your connection, or would it be to use a public computer that's not tied to you and run an Amnesiac operating system?
But
and
don't you log onto a, like a public computer? I'm just thinking Biola, like yeah. you log onto my name.
Well, no, that's the thing. You boot from this flash drive, so it never opens that operating system. But it's Hot interesting dog. That you bring up Biola, because this doesn't work on most Biola computers. I'm not going to say why, because I don't want them to fix the vulnerability that exists on a few of the computers.
Okay, Snowden.
But if you happen to see...
They're just going to fix those now.
I don't think they're... Dang it. Okay, no.
Cut it out.
I'm going to cut it. Well, you just mute that section after.
It's... fine.
There are a few computers around campus that have a vulnerability that lets you to boot into this operating system directly, so you don't have to log in or anything. And at that point, it would be extremely hard for them to trace it back to you, because even if they trace it back to that computer, you have nothing to do with that computer. And so it would basically have to involve them seeing you, physically seeing you on the computer, or having cameras or something.
You mean like that they have around all the computers?
Not all of them, but yes.
Okay, interesting. Do you know why it's called Citizen 4?
Because that's the username he used?
Yeah, like, do you know why it's the username he uses?
No.
Oh, I have a... You're gonna love this. Okay, this is a quote. I remember... This is the person talking because they did research. I remember that the Federalist Papers, published between 1787 and 1788, were a collection of 85 articles and essays written under the pseudonym Publius by three authors, I'm sure I'm mispronouncing that, Alexander Hamilton, James Madison, and John Jay, promoting the ratification of the United States Constitution. That's Latin for citizen, and it's like the three of them, they're like the three citizens, and so he's like the fourth. So he's Citizen 4. And
jeez Louise.
I know, the dedication!
These people are always so melodramatic.
Yeah, well isn't his, I followed Snowden on Twitter while I was watching this, and it was like, you know, I used to work for the government, now I work for the people.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's what the, you know, I know you like love Hamilton, so it. I thought that was cute.
Yeah.
We love that. So, anyway, yeah. And then as I was talking with my dad about Citizen 4, he told me to, like, read in the news about the impeachment.
Mm-hmm.
And the first article I read mentioned Citizen 4 while I was watching Citizen 4.
It really was, like, so... It's what really informed the public about what happened.
Yeah.
People don't read the news that much, but they'll watch a movie. And even then, it wasn't
we live
a lot.
In a society.
It wasn't a lot of people that watched it, but it was so impactful on the people who did watch it.
Yeah.
So.
I thought it was really cool that, like, during Citizen 4, they were showing the effects of Citizen 4, if
yeah.
that makes sense.
Like all the news that was
yeah.
happening at the time, and him watching himself on the news.
That was cool. Okay, anyway, all right. So basically, this is why they were talking about Citizen 4. I did this very quickly because we have something somewhere to be later, and then...
Oh, yeah.
That's why all my research was very rushed for this episode. Okay, so Trump's getting impeached. There's phone calls about Ukraine,
yep.
etc. Basically, some Democratic lawmakers went to AT&T and were like, hey, hand on over... these different, I think, senators' phone records. And
yeah,
AT&T
was
like, cool, baby.
It was the other intelligence. It was like the Republican Intelligence Committee leader or something. His phone records. Yeah.
Starts with an N, I think. Anyway.
Unions?
Yes, that sounds right. So, anyway. And then they just handed him over.
Yeah.
And it was like, well, if they're handing over government officials, what am I just a nobody?
These companies are made to say yes.
Well, that's what AT&T said. They're like, we don't do it unless we have, you know, like, good reason to do it. And it was like, what do you define as good reason? Because this wasn't a good reason. Because he didn't even do anything, I don't think.
No. Well, yeah, I guess that's the question. But, yeah, this is why I've watched Citizen 4 probably 5 times at this point in the past month, because I keep showing more people. Because I love showing people movies in general, but, like, this one especially, I'm like, you just have to watch it. Please, I'll watch it with you.
That's why you were like, oh, I'll watch it again. And I was like, I can handle it. Thank you.
Sometimes people need that. But, yeah, so the metadata
mm-hmm.
that they were able to get on him was who he was calling and at what times did he call.
Yeah.
And this is you need to know a little bit about what's happening with the impeachment to understand. But it was that information was pretty critical. A lot of times they defend it as saying, oh, we don't actually know what you were saying. We just know metadata. And it turned out to be pretty critical because he was calling someone he probably shouldn't have at a mm-hmm. time he probably shouldn't have. But that is why you and I use Signal. It doesn't entirely, there's still metadata that leaks, but it's more secure because A, names are never involved and mm-hmm. phone numbers aren't involved, but Signal doesn't keep records of any of the metadata. Yeah. So it's only leaked if someone is actively intercepting your communications. Even if they are actively intercepting your communications mm-hmm. at the moment you send it, the only metadata they have is who a message was sent to yeah. and at what time. They don't know who it was sent from. They use a technology called sealed sender. It's very technically complicated, I think. But they don't know who the message came from, so you're even safe on that front.
The only person I would know that you'd even be like remotely smart enough to hack into our messages is you. So like, well, I'm in the clear.
I'm not concerned about peers. I'm concerned about the government. And
government.
Especially anyway. When you're like.
Now I have to cut that out too. I just want to. I hate editing these episodes.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, do you want me to read the quote they talked about?
Sure.
You know, I love a quote.
I do.
The entire saga has set off perhaps the most heated debate about phone metadata in Washington since former government contractor Edwin Snowden's 2013 revelations of the intelligence community's broad collection of such records. The intelligence community and law enforcement's use of phone records has been heavily scrutinized in the intervening years, but the impeachment inquiry reports highlighted that congressional investigators target companies with subpoenas for communication records, too. So, that's super fun. Do you think that, like, in the future this is just going to get worse, or do you think, like, our grandkids are going to be like, how did you just let this happen? Like, do you think there's going to be at some point, like, where we're not being watched?
I think there's going to have to be an event that causes people to realize how bad it is, because I still don't just envision a future in which people will care enough, unless something really yeah. bad happens. And so I think stuff like Hong Kong helps,
mm-hmm.
Because people see how a government uses this information against its citizens.
Yeah.
But I don't think until something like that hits home, we're going to realize. I'm actually, I sold my Google stock today. And once, I might actually buy into Apple, which for people who know me.
Yeah, hot dog!
They are generally pretty good about protecting privacy.
Oh, I know.
Even
that's
though they
my
have
defense.
They have terrible phones.
That's also true. I swear, this week I used to have like fantastic phone battery. This week it dies in 5 seconds. I don't know what happened.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, regardless of how their phones are, the privacy thing. I'm still not going to buy an iPhone. I don't think yeah, just cuz using a phone at all is if you're using a smartphone, you're gonna get tracked. But I appreciate their commitment, and I want to support them in that.
Have you seen Lady Bird?
No.
Okay, well, Timothée Chalamet, muy caliente. It takes place in the 90s, and he's talking to Saoirse Ronan in the movie, and he's like, "Oh, do you have a cell phone?" And she's like, "No." And he's like, "Good girl, you know there's a government tracking devices, right?" And he's supposed to be this like, you know, jerk face character, and I'm like, he's kind of right.
I mean, yeah, he's not wrong.
His name is Kyle in the movie. But if anyone's name is not Kyle, it's Timothée Chalamet.
Wow. I will also say.
Yeah.
I've started saying that. You say it all the time.
What?
You're like, I'm just going to say, or I.
Oh my gosh, can I tell you something?
Yes.
I went and listened to our 45-minute episode, and I tried to count the amount of times I said essentially, and I want to die. You should
There are a couple things that we both say that I've started hearing. I'm like, we're horrible.
Wait, what's another example?
I'm just going to say is one of them.
Yeah, that's... I'm just going to say that. I do say that all the time.
I don't remember the others off the top of my head.
If you happen to have not listened to episode 4 yet and want to count the amount of times... This is to the listeners, too. And want to count the amount of times I say essentially, please let me know, because I'm sure it's so many.
We have to shame ourselves out of these habits.
Yeah, that's true. One thing I keep noticing is sometimes I forget I am logged into our OK Zoomer, and I can't figure out why my Explorer page is so trash and full of Pokemon memes. And so I always get so annoyed.
I wonder how long it's going to take for that to stop.
I sometimes, like, I don't know if you notice this, but I, like, play pranks on you by changing things in the OK Zoomer account. Like, I follow Jeff Goldblum and, like...
What are you...
I don't know. I just, like...
I've not noticed that.
He's unfollowed, and I didn't unfollow him.
I didn't.
Okay,
no, I don't think
so one of these days, I'm literally going to unarchive some Pokemon memes, and I just hope you catch it fast enough. So, get ready for that.
I'm just going to straight up delete them, then.
No! It's so funny to see the archive. It's one of the few joys I have. Leave me be. Okay, Well, I proved myself enough of an internet today on the internet. Oh. I think sparkly water makes me dumber. Or maybe it's just a placebo and I'm just a dumb one.
Well, I expect a book report by Monday on Elon Musk. How are you feeling about your finals?
I'm already
done
with
season got you down.
Half of them. So, I feel really good. I've only got two more. One's an online class. I'm feeling really good. I thought that my last final was going to be on Wednesday, so I booked my flight for Thursday. Turns out it was last Wednesday. So now I am here for almost 4 full days doing nothing.
Am I still taking you to the airport?
Yeah. We're Ubering, right?
I think so.
No, we should use Lyft. Lyft's better.
Oh, yeah. Actually, we are using Lyft.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
What do you mean you're taking me to the airport? We're splitting a Lyft. How's that you taking
because,
me?
Well, yeah, it...
All right, well.
Hi, it's me again editing. We got driven in the Lyft by a woman with a lot of satanic symbols in her Lyft car. So, you know, you just can't win, I guess. That's the lesson.
Do you want to save the other stuff for another episode?
We're
over 30 minutes on.
Again. At some point in this, let me say, I also say let me preface a lot.
Mm.
And I had an oral exam today, and I said essentially, and...
You had an oral exam? Are you Tory?
Shut up, Fiska! Shut up!
What? There's nothing else that has an oral exam.
You don't know. I could be a theater major.
Do we have that?
Maybe I should know that if
so
I'm a theater
sad.
Major.
I'm sorry. I apologize to all theater majors.
If they exist.
That was a joke. Yeah, if you're real.
Okay. I'm not a sports person, but I do want to talk about how we don't pay college athletes. I am extremely passionate about that.
One of my friends did a senior thesis on that.
You're going to have to cut me off because it just makes me so angry. So,
D1 athletes in particular?
Well, yeah. Yeah, because it's just the biggest one. Okay, well.
All right, well, on that note, I'm going to play us out and stay tuned for episodes.
Oh, wait.
Yes.
We have to talk about our Biola-T thing, how well we're doing.
Oh,
let's
yeah.
end that on a happy Christmas
yeah.
note.
As you probably remember, Biola-T said if we could get 500 signatures, then... they would come on the podcast, and if we got two particular people's signatures, then we wouldn't have to distort their voice. And we have one of those people's signatures, and we have 250 about of the signatures in general.
Yeah.
50 of those are because they counted DBC signatures 50, which I guess you got it around the same time
oh,
as
yeah,
when
I
he
did.
Signed.
I'm a smart girl.
So if this, I don't know when we're going to put this episode out, but if you see us around campus, well, me specifically, flag me down. I'm probably carrying the clipboard.
Yeah. If you could guess who we are, that is.
You should just flag down everyone in a red jacket.
Yeah.
And be like, give me the notepad.
Give it to me. Or a yellow cardigan, you know, just if you want to say hi. Okay. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Wow, you could have done that any slower. This episode is such a mess.
I forgot to unmute it.